Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-conscious gas bags with sticks of
gum.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Language.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast.
Nobody going to say anything that you just said, language.
Toodaloo.
Carol the cat.
Hello.
The giddy geeker.
Woo!
And Tiffany the technician.
Hello.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly.
And now, damn right they shine first.
We should do this once where we just repeat everything Chris says, like, while he's saying
I don't think he minds at all.
We should just like talk with him.
Yes.
All in a drone like voice. That would be awesome.
But not this time.
Episode 135. I had to look. I have to admit, I cheated. 135. Wow. That's crazy.
Paper. It's not really a big cheat.
Yes.
I know.
So we're so happy to have Lindsay and Dr. Kelly with us today. But before we even begin to let you be comfortable, we're going to let you you right into the rapid fire response round. We're about to ask you a series of questions where you need to answer with a single word or phrase. If you don't answer, we'll probably come up with an answer for you. And typically that answer is
stripper pole.
So try not to master that.
Can you remember the episode where stripper pole started?
It
was
Hardness.
It was that kid that took his shirt off.
We had an actual stripper.
No.
Oh.
It was the kid that
the tenants of Litchfield before you were there. You always tell that story about their. I'm pointing out an audio podcast. There was like an indention in the ceiling where a stripper pole used to be.
Yeah.
For those of you playing at home, I did a stripper pole.
Yeah, the original Geek Gala headquarters.
He totally just did a stripper pole move. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The lady upside that down. Lived behind us said. Yeah, before we had all the strippers living there, so.
I miss her.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so onward with the question.
All right, now that we've totally thrown you off track. Dr. Kelly, if you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
England, I think.
Oh. Lindsay, where would you take the TARDIS?
Mm.
1558, London.
The story of your life would make a better episode for which TV show? X-Files, Star Trek, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or The Walking Dead?
or Murder, She Wrote.
Flash?
Okay, there you go. Star Wars, Star Trek, or Firefly?
Oh, don't make me choose.
Everybody's judging. Don't worry. Everybody's judging.
Star Wars.
Okay. What cool new technology do you want to see next?
I truly have no idea.
A rotating stripper pole.
Yeah, I guess so. Rotating
stripper pole.
Holographic stripper poles.
I have no idea.
Who scares you?
Don't say
Trump.
Here's an easy one. What did you have for dinner last night?
I had spaghetti.
What are you currently reading?
I'm rereading Gaiman's Sandman series.
Mm. What was the first concert you ever went to?
New Kids on the Block.
What?
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
And my second concert, by the way.
Wow.
And I think you actually already answered this, but send me back in time. What year would you like to go back to?
Yeah, 1558, which is the year of Elizabeth I's coronation.
Oh, there you go.
You could hop a ride and go to
That
way you'd be in England, a different time.
Yeah. Okay. That works for me.
Sure. Who is your girl crush?
Oh, my gosh.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Not to make it awkward.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Wow, that red really goes good with your hair. And, hey, Lindsay, would you rather be Batman?
Yes.
Duh. So, all right. So, now, we've stuck you on a desert island with a solar tablet that, you know, recharges.
Yeah.
And you know you're about to be there. So, what book would you load so that you could read it over and over again?
Wait, they know they're about to be there.
Well, I mean, you're
already on the island,
load, right?
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. I'm with you.
You can only get one book.
The question
is,
it would be Pride and Prejudice, hands down.
Okay.
Oh, good choice.
And Lindsay?
Ooh.
at the poll, man.
Tessa the D'Urbervilles.
Okay. And what musical album?
Oh.
Hangin' Tough?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you're like, no, I don't want to hang tough anymore. Lindsay.
Amanda Palmer Goes Down Under.
There you go.
Yeah.
What movie would you watch over and over again?
Movie. Tough to narrow it down. Oh, I'm not participating.
How about this one? Because it's a throwback from like tween years. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, good soundtrack.
Yep.
Lindsay.
Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing.
All right. Ooh. And finally, what game that you can play on the tablet?
It's a blank game.
Is there Stripper a Pokestop?
This is the best answer. We've had this several times, and we do feel that is a winning answer because somebody will get in a boat just to get that Pokestop.
I want that Pokestop. yeah, Pokemon Go for me.
You'll be rescued, yeah.
This is true.
I'd put a lure there so people can get me.
Something. She doesn't know. All right.
Stripper pole.
So stripper pole. You got a stripper pole, but other than that. So,
who are
tell
you?
Us who you are and why you're here today, although you may be questioning that decision at this moment.
I'm not really sure how I got here.
Wager gun sour. It always happens.
You may go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, I am a clinical psychologist at Southeast Psych. I work with girls anywhere from third grade through kind of early adulthood years. Love working with the girls, and Asperger's and females is my area of specialty.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm here because I also work at Southeast Psych. I'm in the front office there at Southeast, and I'm helping Kelly plan a really amazing event, and I happen to also be an Asperger girl.
Yay!
That's why she's my girl crush.
And if you recognize Lindsay without her Russian accent, she has been on the podcast before.
I have!
And
in one of my
many
guys.
For many years at the Renaissance Festival, as well as being part of half of the duo of Merely Players.
That's right.
Trivia. Mm-hmm. And cosplay girl... Callista.
Yeah, Callista cosplay. So
there you go.
Yeah, I have many hats and many guises, and you've probably seen me around Charlotte, but I probably went by a different name than what you were expecting. So
you've probably seen her and not realized who she was.
Most likely. Which means I chameleon well.
Like. Yes, but that's okay. We like that. So this event that we're talking about is actually the event that I'm holding in my little hands. Is this not correct?
That's
Wow, that's a small event.
I know.
Well,
it's kind of
the sponsor
us.
Of the event.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
So
tell us all the things.
We have a really exciting thing that we're doing as a practice, because a lot of the clinicians work with those on the spectrum, Asperger's and autism. We wanted an opportunity to be able to celebrate these really unique and wonderful minds and all of the things that they're interested in. And so a conversation was had some time ago, Kelly. Actually, you can probably fill in on this part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably about a year and a half ago or so. Mm-hmm. So Aspire is a program at Southeast Psych that is really a collection of all of the therapists who specialize in Asperger's and offer various services and expertise. And that was a relatively new program, and we were saying, well, how do we kind of launch Aspire, and how do we let people know that we're here? And really, it came out of the conversation of going, you know what? The ASPs that we work with, they think outside the box, and we need to think outside the box for this. So if we could bring Comic-Con and resources together, then that's what we get. Mm-hmm. So get AspieCon.
And you had told us last time a little bit about your office, but if people don't want to search through the archives and listen again, tell us a little bit about some of the fun stuff that I know that you've worked on.
Yeah, so Southeast Psych is a really incredible place that among the ways that we reach the families and individuals that come to visit us at our practice, we use pop culture a lot to connect with them. Every single person who works in the front house of Southeast Psych, in fact, all of us, has a character with whom we identify. We have a caricature of us as that pop culture figure outside of our workspace. So Kelly, for example, is Rey from The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jean Grey, Phoenix. And it's a chance to get to connect with people over our favorite characters. The office is full of Star Wars and Batman and Legos everywhere. And we really want to find the opportunity to connect and help people relax. It's not your traditional psychology practice. And the waiting rooms are definitely not your traditional waiting rooms.
Cool. So a lot of times you're watching awesome movies at work.
Technically, I'm not watching the awesome movies because I'm being really good and doing my job.
Yeah. Part of your job is
part of my job is going, I need to go ahead and pre-order Rogue One so that when it comes out this Friday on Amazon Video, I will have it to play in the office. But, you know, we'll play movies on the TV. We've got a room, the Max Gamer room, that's got three Xbox systems in it. And so the kids will come in and play video games. We've got Star Wars themed chess sets. So it's just really a cool and fun place to be, and kids look forward to coming to visit us.
Yeah, so the space that Lindsay's talking about in our office, we call the Zone, and she's the Zone Director.
That's right.
She keeps everybody in line. But really, it was kind of the vision for the Zone to be the social space. And myself and a couple of other clinicians that are on that side and in that space, we work with kids on the spectrum. We work with just kids who need that social skill development and building their social awareness. But they also need some community. And one of the cool things that we're able to provide through that is a community that's there. And I often tell the story that sometimes I'll have kids, I'll come out to get them for their, you know, their appointment, and they look so disheartened that Dr. Bolton's come out to get them. But it's because their friend just got there and they had set up a play date to hang out.
And they're both wanting to play Lego Marvel superheroes together. And they were like about to beat Galactus.
Yes. So it's a cool thing.
It's a cool thing.
What time's your last appointment? Because I will schedule that, and then I'll show up at right at opening and play all day.
It is a total like geek friendly space, and we definitely embrace those fandoms.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Because a lot of geeky kids, like you're saying, they're just trying to develop those social skills.
Absolutely.
And communication.
And a lot of these geekdoms are special interest areas. You guys know what it's like when you've been to a con and you meet somebody who's got like a t-shirt from your fandom and you get excited and you want to start talking with them. Well, now imagine that is the waiting room of your therapy practice.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, yeah.
So it's a cool way of connecting.
And where did the inspiration, or what are some of the connections that you find with that pop culture geek fandom side and why it works?
Yeah, I mean, it's anything from just this starting point of building the therapeutic relationship and rapport. You know, it's something that we can easily connect around, kind of humanize us and help to destigmatize, you know, therapy. So it can be anything from as simple as that, you know, we're walking through the halls and we've got movie posters. Oh, have you seen this movie? Have you not? Sure. To also then referencing storylines and things like that can be part of their narrative too, or that they can relate to as well. So, I mean, on all levels. Yeah.
Being able to talk with the kids who come in and they ask you who your favorite Star Wars character is. Okay. I'm weird this way. Everybody, oh man, I love Luke. I love Leia. No. The kids that come into the practice are all droids. Every last one of them prefers the droids. And C-3PO is my favorite because he has a very firm sense of justice and right and wrong, and he's a protocol droid.
Yeah.
And that is something that you'll find very strong in people like me on the spectrum. We're like, wait, no, that's familiar. If you're watching me watch Star Trek, I am rooting for Spock. I am rooting for Data. I am rooting for Odo. And these are people who have tendencies like mine. And so I can connect through those characters, and other people are more aware of what I'm like if I tell you that those are my favorite characters.
Cool. I should probably jump in, though, and be clear. Not everybody's a droid.
Not everybody is a droid, but a lot of our kids' favorite characters are the droids. They really, really like and relate to the droids.
Yeah.
And kind of maybe wish they were more Han Solo-like, and so we work on social skills, and maybe they get there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about the event itself, when it is, what's going to be happening.
Oh my gosh, April the 1st. It's not a joke. A lot not of people have asked us if it was a joke.
Not a joke.
Just a happy accident that it worked this way. So April the 1st at Queen's Sports Complex. It's off of Tivola down in Charlotte in the South Park area. And really, I mean, it is, it's bringing the best of Comic-Con and the best of like a community resource fair together. Bringing those fandoms, those areas mm-hmm. of interest and things that can kind of engage and people can have fun around, along with linking to services or things that they just didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, existed. So, so anything from, there's a company from Raleigh coming down called Snapology, that does a lot of cool stuff with Legos and kinetic blocks to help teach and to engage, kids that are actually individuals of all ages. So they're going to come down and do some facilitated stuff, at their booth to, he's a comic artist who's going to come and be live sketching, to occupational therapists and a really cool school for kids with Asperger's and social communication challenges. So, I mean, you name it, it's going to be there. Triple Play Farm's going to be there. Yeah. So live animals, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Food trucks.
Food trucks. Character meet and greets. We're also going to have panels that are going to help to provide resources as well. Panels with experts on Asperger's. We've got a special guest coming down for the weekend, David Finch, who is the author of The Journal of Best Practices. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He's on the spectrum himself, and he's doing our pre-con kickoff on Friday, which is a Friday evening cocktail hour, adults and couples. And he's also presenting a panel at the con as well with his unique take and his sense of humor on how to connect with others and how these things affect your life and in a positive way.
So if you were looking to talk to the audio world and invite people, who would you recommend that this would be a great fit for? I mean, of course, everybody, but there's certain people that you're trying to reach out and provide a service to. So who would that be?
We've described this as sort of a welcome to our world. And so if you yourself or someone in your family or someone you know and love is on the spectrum, this is a great place for not only the person who is there on the spectrum, but also the people in their life to just get a sense for what our day-to-day life is like and the cool resources that we have available. So individuals, families, we're really excited about kind of everybody coming in and being involved. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I would definitely say that's the front line. That's the target for sure. Anybody that would be interested to learn more about Asperger's or just get a little bit more experience, kind of more immersed, maybe that'd be the second line. But truthfully, it sounds kind of cliche, but it's true. Everybody. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've just discovered and come to appreciate is that honestly, there's so many things that are areas of special interest for our Aspie kids that people all over the world really enjoy. So, you know, while there's some differences, there's a lot of commonality too, and we can come together around that. So,
there's a cool thing we're getting to do as well. So, hey, gamer friends, if you like Kerbal, if you are a Kerbal Space Program kind of player, DOS will be there and will be live streaming the Kerbal Space Program, which is we're very, very excited about. So if you want to get to come see what that live streaming is like, we're ready and rearing to go.
Wow.
Yeah, so a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody.
And feel free to shout out names or food truck names or anybody that you want to help promote that as being there.
Absolutely. Kelly's going, wait, hang on.
I know, I'm going through my list.
You're like, what's on the list?
The food trucks are Two Chicks in a Truck and Food for Your Soul.
Yep.
So if you have heard of either one, if you know them, they're fans.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. They're from up in this area.
Feed Your Soul's really, really good. Merely Players will be there doing trivia. So we'll have DC versus Marvel, Star Wars versus Star Trek, and general fun and games trivia. And there will be prizes. So we're excited about that. We have D&D. There will be a Dungeons & Dragons Q&A with Dr. Megan Cannell. She's one of the clinicians with Southeast Psych, who has been working on some really cool stuff with Dungeons & Dragons as social therapy and play therapy group to be able to work on team building, communication, and to take some of those special interests as well and incorporate it all in one. So she runs some really amazing D&D groups out of our Ballantyne location. But we'll be talking about D&D as well if families have got questions about how to get started.
Do you know about how many people you're expecting for the con?
We don't. This is our first time, so we have no idea. We could have, you know, 50. We could have 500. we would love to have closer to 500. Sure. You know, so whenever you're doing something new for the first time, you kind of have this experience of like, is anybody going to come to the party? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we know that people will because we've had such a positive response to it. So we're thinking probably somewhere 150, 200 people roughly, kind of throughout the day, but you never
know. And this is our inaugural year. And so we're planning on bringing this back every year. Mm-hmm. We really like April. The reason that we settled on April the 1st is because we wanted a good weekend date that we could kick off Autism Awareness Month as well.
Oh, okay.
So April is Autism Awareness Month. And so you're probably seeing more and more things in your news feeds about autism and the spectrum getting ramped up leading into April across all sorts of news outlets. So we're part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we find the con on the interwebs?
Absolutely. It's www.aspiecon.com. You can also find us on Facebook at AspieCon, on Twitter at AspieCon, and on Instagram at AspieConCLT.
And if people don't want to go on our webpage to see it, let's just spell that it is AspieCon.com. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because it's the word Aspire with the R taken out. Not sure what you got against the R, but that's okay. No kidding.
We're not pirates. We're not pirates.
Well done.
We don't need the R.
And what time does it start?
We start at 9:30 on Saturday the 1st, and we'll go until 4 o'clock.
And the is there a fee?
Mm-hmm. $20 to get in. Kids 12 and under are 5.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And costumes, not costumes?
We are absolutely encouraging cosplay. If you're curious, know that we're going to have an intro to cosplay panel with me midday, but we're also going to have an opportunity to do a character meet and greet. So just so you know, the Holy Trinity of DC will be there. We've got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. We also have Spider-Man and Batwoman who will be there. So if you want to come and get your picture taken in your cosplay, not in your cosplay, you can check our website. We've got information on the props and costume policies as well. So,
awesome. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. We hope you'll stay over and maybe hang out with us on episode 136, talk about the news. But until then, Carol, push the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.